John Foster Square, the pinnacle of tortured chambers.
It was a place full of evil.
My name is Jackie Siroke.
I was first detained in John Foster Square in 1987.
My name is Barbara Hatton. I was picked up on the 22nd of September 1981.
My name is Malefe Petro. You would choose to go somewhere else than John Foster Square, basically because at the time there had been about 5, 6, 7 deaths during detention and interrogation. You thought it could happen to you.
It's probably the iconic institution in South Africa of the apartheid years, of the reign of the security police, of the reign of the mad forces.
Here, I remember the shining floors and the ringing keys. Everything was violent. Whatever they do, there was anger, shouting, pushing people about. Yeah, I remember those things.
And I remember the call to prayer from the local mosque. And that was incredibly calming. The sounds outside also. But the endless clanging of doors and staying awake to hear who was being kicked, because night time was often the time when nasty stuff was done.
I'm not sure which floors exactly, but I think it was on the 9th or the 10th floor where these interrogations took place. The first interrogation during the period when they also applied torture, they made an interrogation on a continuous basis.
The other fellows leave, another team comes, tomorrow gives birth to the whole day and gives birth to the night, then the night to the next day, and you're standing all the time. You don't sit down, you don't, nothing. They bring food, you eat standing. In my case, it took 2 days and 3 nights, or 3 nights and 2 days, standing. No sleep, not a break to sit down.
The terror was, firstly, that you knew you were dealing with some deeply psychotic people, but secondly, that they could beat you to a pulp for information that you simply did not have.
The type of torture that you used is something that is not pleasant to talk about. I was blindfolded, handcuffed, my hand to the back, cold water, just pour cold water, it was winter then. Start from there up to the worst form of torture, like squeezing your testicles and beating you up, using electric shock, very painful.
I think I understand why people commit suicide. And I mean, for me it was absolutely clear. This was my way out. And that was like the lowest moment in my life, because I knew what I was going in for. And I knew how vulnerable I was. And I knew how they hated me. And I was suffering the consequences of the isolation.
For me, it's a fortress of repression. And I know they've changed the name of John Foster Square into Johannesburg Central Police Station, but it still has the same meaning.
For me, John Foster will always be that place where terrible, terrible things happen to people. And in that sense, in as much as it's been normalized, it should never be normalized to the extent that we forget what a place of hell it was for so many people.